You know, as much as I love to go out and do stuff, like see the movies or go to our usual place at the park, I think I always just love spending the whole day cuddling at home like this the most. Sometimes just getting to lay around and not worry about doing anything is just the best. Or maybe it's just because the weather has sucked so much lately. Just spend the whole day going around in nothing except my flannel socks and my flannel pajama shorts that you love so much. You know, sometimes I'll wear them just because I love how you can't keep yourself from rubbing your hands on them all the time. Not that you ever need an excuse to grab my ass. But you can grab my ass as much as you want. You already know that. And honestly, I could spend every day at home and I wouldn't care as long as I had you to keep me company. I love you, babe. And I can't tell you how happy you make me. The happiest I've literally ever been. Don't roll your eyes at me. Let me compliment you. You know you like it anyways. Or do I need to pin you down and force you to take my compliments? You think you can tell me stuff all the time, like about how cute you think I am, and not get a bit of what you're dishing out, too? You can either take it laying down, or there will be violence. Good, I prefer violence. Stop. Oh, baby, what's wrong? Getting overpowered by little old me? Now that I have your arms and your body pinned, I'm going to compliment you until you're begging me to stop. So, first, I love your cute nose. And I love your cute cheek. I love your cute, addicting lips. You know, anytime you feel like begging me to stop, my ears are open and ready. And if I lift up this shirt, then I get to see the chest of the cutest guy who's ever had the gall to walk into my life and make it so amazing. And if you keep laying there like the cute and defeated good boy you are, I'll get these pants off and show the lower half of you some praise too. Oh, thinking of something else? And what might that be, Mr. Prisoner? Babe, why are you suddenly getting so embarrassed? Did I go too far or something? I can get off you if you want. Thinking we could try doing it? You mean like go down on each other? That's actually what I was planning to do. If I could just get your boxers off. Oh, that's not what you meant. Oh, wait, you mean like do it. Babe, why are you looking so nervous? Did you mean that? You actually wanted us to try having sex? I hope you don't feel like that's where I was trying to lead things. I really was just going to give you a blowjob and then let you have you go down on me. Well, it's our favorite thing to do, and I just thought it would be a nice way to spend our lazy day. Yeah, you feel like you're ready to try doing it. Are you really sure? Remember, babe, I know it's been close to a year since we got together, but I said I'd be happy to wait as long as you needed. Months, even years. You are so, so amazing with that tongue of yours and your fingers. So, like, if you're worried I'm getting bored with doing the same stuff, or I'm unsatisfied, or I'm getting impatient, then don't, okay? I promise. Believe me, babe. Even if we haven't actually done it yet, I've never been more sexually satisfied in my life than I am right now. And I mean it every time I say I love you. Every single time. I know how sensitive this all is for you, and how the fact I've had so many previous partners makes you feel, well, the way you feel, but that's okay. It's not a big deal. And like I said when I told you about my huge sexual past, and said I'd understand if you didn't feel comfortable continuing our relationship, then I totally understand. But despite all that, you still accepted me and still wanted to keep things going. Of course, I'm not going to apologize for my promiscuous past, but part of why I love you is how accepting you are of me, of all of me. And you've never made me feel like I had to. So that's why I promise to be every bit as accepting of you. And I know I've said this before too, but I could honestly care less how inexperienced you are, or how long it's been since you've done it. I still love you. I still love being patient until you're ready, okay, babe? You still want to try doing it? You're really, really sure? No, I mean, if you feel like you're ready to give it a try, then I'll be happy to. I'd be honored to, honestly. And hey, if things get going and you feel like you need to stop, or just get too nervous, or happen to, you know, go soft, then that's okay. We can just stop, and I promise I won't get mad or disappointed. If it happens, then we can just cuddle instead. And then do what we're best and familiar at a little later, once we've gotten relaxed again. There's always plenty of time to try another time, because I plan to stick around for the long haul. And please, babe, no matter how long or short it lasts, or whether anybody comes or not, please just understand, I'll still love every minute of it. There's no way in the world you could ever disappoint me. And just like I said, I love you. And no matter what you're doing, I'll love every minute of it, as long as I'm with you. I love you too. And if you want, I can kind of guide you through things, or give suggestions of what might feel better or work better for us. Okay? Sure, I'd be happy to. So why don't we start things off with what you're familiar with? A blowjob. And then we'll kind of just work our way from there. Does that sound good? Okay. As if I thought you'd say no. Now why don't I help you out with your shirt first? There we go. I could stare at your chest for hours. And now my own shirt. Yeah, I know, it makes it easier that I'm not wearing a bra. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just couldn't resist holding you for a second. I guess I'm just feeling a bit emotional. The last thing I'm trying to do is make you feel pressured or anything. It's just, I don't know. No matter how this goes, just the fact that you trust me enough to be willing to try, it really means the world to me. Oh, okay. But I'm going to suck your cock before I cry. So lift up your hips and I'll get these boxers off. You know, I never told you this, but I think if I ever go more than a day without getting to breathe in your natural musk, I get withdrawals. All right, so I want you to just lay back and relax. I can still tell you're a little nervous, and that's okay. But just try to enjoy the blowjob as if nothing is coming afterwards. I could suck on this amazing cock of yours every day for the rest of my life and never get tired of it. And don't think for one second that I won't need my cum fix even if we start having other kinds of sex. But right now, sorry, you should be relaxing. I love you so much. Oh, God, you taste so good. And I love how you roll your hips whenever you start to get into it. I love the way you twitch when I trawl and flick my tongue around the head like this. Is it okay if I cradle your balls? I love getting to hold them, just gently squeezing. Very, very gently like this. At the same time, taking you as far back into my throat as I can. Oops, I almost made you come right there. Though that would have been okay. In fact, you can just come in my mouth if you want. Or you still want to keep going? Okay, babe, just checking. Well, here. Why don't I just get my pajama shorts off? I'm not wearing any panties underneath either, see? And don't worry, babe, I'm still on birth control. I keep taking it because it helps control my periods better. And even if I wasn't, I'd still go raw anyways because I want you to be able to feel as much as possible. You know, just feel less. Here, I'll keep looking while we plan on what to do next. I don't want your cock to get dry. So since we're already here without you on your back, do you want to start off trying me riding you? Or do you want to try being on top of me? Or even doggy? Anything you want to try, I'm good with it. Okay. That's fine. I'd love to ride you. Okay. So I'll just go ahead Get myself positioned over you. Don't worry. I'll guide it to the right spot. You just go ahead and lay there and get comfortable. You can put your hands on my hips or my tits or, you know, wherever else you want. All right. Okay, I'm just going to gently take hold of you here and kind of move you a bit. Now, are you ready? I'm going to start by putting you right there at my entrance. Oh, and I'm going to start by bringing myself down onto you slowly. Like this. Sort of work you in bit by bit. Oh, shit. Until you're all the way in. Shit, hold on. No, it's okay. You're just really big, so it takes a bit of a time to adjust. I'll just keep going in a sec. I just need a sec. Look at you already putting me through my paces, and you aren't even half inside me yet. Okay, I'm just gonna keep easing you in. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, almost there, babe. I almost got you in all the way. How are you doing? I hope I'm not too tight. I'm trying not to clench up too much. But if you look down, you can actually see everything happening. That's really you going into me. And if you keep watching... Oh! You can see yourself. I haven't gone all the way inside of me. Well, babe, I guess I should give you a little congratulations. Or should I say, give us a little congratulations. No matter where things go from here, we can at least say we got to share this moment together. Just being here together, close and connected. Just how I always want to be with you, babe. Now I'm just going to start moving a bit. I just want to hold here for a second. Just enjoy being together like this. But here, while we do, I really just want to lean forward and, while keeping you at me, I want to kiss you. I can feel you twitching. Can you feel me twitching too? And I do feel really warm, don't I? Alright, babe, I'm gonna start moving. If that's okay. I'm just gonna brace my hands on your shoulders and start. Start moving my hips up and down. Just a little. Oh, shit, babe, you feel so fucking good. Yeah, you can keep holding onto my hips. Squeeze them if you want. As hard as you want. I don't mind getting a little bruised. Oh, fuck, I just wanna... Oh, I'm gonna start moving up and down a little more. And rock my hips a bit. How's it feeling for you? Does it feel good? Anything you want me to do differently? Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad, babe. Sorry if it feels really tight. I can't stop myself from clenching on you. Fuck. I'm going to soak you so much. I don't think I've ever been this turned on in my fucking life. Or this quickly. Oh. I'm completely serious. Honestly, I think I almost came a little when I first started sliding down you. Fuck, babe. I'm gonna go faster, okay? I'm just gonna... Oh, fuck. I've kind of lost control of my hip. I hope I'm not going too fast or too rough. I just can't help it. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck, babe. Babe, I'm about to come. Yes, I am. You don't have to do anything. Just keep holding my hips and keep laying there. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's been amazing. It's so amazing. Oh, fuck. I love you so much. I love you so much. And fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Absolutely incredible cock. You know that? I know you didn't come, babe, and that's okay. I can still feel your rock hard inside of me, though. Do you just want to kind of keep going, or do you want to stop, or whatever you want, babe? Oh? You want to try doing it with me on my back? Sure. Let me slide off you. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm just sensitive. Oh, fuck, look at all this. Baby, see that big fucking white spot on the bed that's all over you? That was all because of you. I lost my mind and came like that all because of you. And doing what you did, oh, was really all it took, just laying there and keeping a hold of me. No fancy porn tricks needed here. All right, here. Let me get on my back. All right, open my legs. And yep, and just kind of prop yourself over me and get comfortable. Get your cock as close as up to me as you can. And here, I just arch myself a bit. It's easier to get in. Then I'll take it, help you guide to the right spot, and now all you have to do is push forward. Oh! Oh! Oh. Yeah, you're just gonna have to lean into it and get used to it. Just kind of get familiar with things and take your time. It's gonna be more intense with our faces a little closer like this. So, if you don't want to look right at my face as we're going, it would be too distracting, or I'll try not to stare at you and... Yeah. Got yourself ready? Okay. You just go as fast or as slow as you want. I'm pretty much set already after coming that hard, so anything that comes now is just icing for me. No, don't worry about me. Just enjoy yourself, okay, babe? Is it okay if I wrap my arms around your back? I've always wanted to do it. I love kissing you. Thank you, babe. All right. And just pick it up whenever you're ready. Oh, yeah. And go at your own pace. Just like you're doing. It's gonna feel different and awkward at first, but you're doing great, babe. If you want, you can try to move your hips in a kind of rolling motion. Oh, yeah. Just like that. With each thrust, really try and grind it deep. Oh, fuck. No matter what would we do it, your cock just makes me want to fucking melt. We're gonna have to change the sheets and put a towel down. Because I've already soaked the mattress, I think. Oh, going to do faster, okay? Oh, fuck, I'll arch myself so you can get in deeper easily. All right, go for it. Oh, God. Oh, my God, oh, fuck. No, you're doing fucking amazing, babe. That angle you're going, had to keep it up. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, you're doing amazing. Oh, I'm just gonna reach down and rub my clit a bit. Oh, trust me. Oh, it's a good thing when a girl starts rubbing her clit while you fuck her. It's a very good thing, baby. Yeah, it gets easier once you get the right rhythm, huh? Oh, and you're getting nice and deep. Fuck, you're making my tits bounce. Look at my bouncing tits, my shaking body. Oh, it's all happening because of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, babe. Oh, it's okay. Is it okay if... Can we just kiss a bit? Just come here and just... Oh, fuck, that's okay. Any kiss with you is amazing, even if it's a little clumsy. Oh, God, baby. Oh, fuck. If you keep fucking me like this, you're gonna make me come on your cock again. Because it's just... Oh, it's so fucking good. You just keep hitting that perfect spot again and again. Not having trouble staring at me now, are you? Gosh, it's making me blush. I can't look away. I'll never take my eyes from you when you're looking at me, babe. You just make me so fucking happy. You really have no idea how happy I am. How much I love you. Yeah, that's why I'm just... Oh, I'm losing my fucking mind right now. Fuck, it feels so good. It aches so bad. So good. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me fucking come again? You're so fucking fast. I just... Oh, what's up, babe? Is everything okay? No, don't apologize. I'm not upset. Just talk to me. Talk to me. Hey, it's okay. Just tell me what's wrong. Oh, you're tired, but you're also so close to coming. Hey, babe, look at me. It's okay. Really, it is. It'll just take time to build up stamina, so there's nothing wrong with getting tired. You're not used to making these kinds of motions, and it takes a lot of work. So here, why don't you slide out really quick and lay on your back again? And we'll just ride and grind things out like before. There we go. Yeah, see? Got some mini acrobatics going on here. All right, comfortable? All right, I'm just going to guide you back into the spot and slide you right back down and slide. Slide back down onto you. Oh, I got you all the way right in this time. And you've already got me so fucking close. I'm just gonna ride you as fast as I can, okay? Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. You were hitting my best spot so well. When you were on top of me. And it got me so fucking close. Oh, fuck yes. That's it. Just like this. Fuck it. I don't care how big of a mess we make. We should just make the big fucking mess ever. It'll be our mess. I'll just keep writing you. In fact, I'm just gonna lean forward a bit more and just keep grinding back and forth, up and down. Oh. Yeah. It feels best when I do it like this, yeah? I'll keep doing it and reach back down and keep rubbing my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you look so cute right now, babe. I won't ever apologize for clenching on you anymore, because I just can't fucking stop it. Let's kiss more. Mm-hmm. Do you want to kiss more? I'll make it extra messy and clumsy. Oh, yeah. Get my face all wet with your tongue and lips. Fuck, babe. You're about to come. I'm about to fucking come too. And just hold my hips. Okay, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can thrust up into me a bit too if you like. Yeah, I like it. Fuck, baby. It's coming. I'm gonna feel it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm coming. Oh, my God. Fuck. It's gonna be a fuck, fucking one. Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. Come with me. Oh, fuck. That's it. I'm gonna fucking give it all. I'm right as fast as I can. I love you so much. Yes, just come with me. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Spent. Oh. Oh my fucking God, I fucking swear. I have plucked out there for a second. I can still feel the last of my orgasm wearing off. And congratulations, one for the sex and the other for getting to be my after sex pillow. And baby, I'm so proud of you. You did it. We did it. And damn, dude, if changing positions 3 times and making me come twice as you being inexperienced, well, then I'm fucking terrified of what experienced you'll be like. But babe, that was fucking amazing. Like, hands down, the best sex I've ever had in my life. Fucking, you came so much. And I came so much. Oh, fuck. Look how it's still coming out of me. Just a mix of all of our juices. And I really mean it, for one. I've never come that hard during sex before. I practically squirted that second time. You saw me acting like I was possessed on top of you. But I really think it was the best sex I've ever had in my life, because it was with the most important man in my life. And oh my God, when I was spazzing out on your cock, I just had like no control over my body at all. And then I could feel you pulsing inside of me, which just made me come even harder. And seeing the face you made and hearing the sounds you made was all just fucking amazing and adorable. And don't be embarrassed about that. We all make stupid face when we come. And your O-face is the most adorable one ever. Much better than mine, I think. With mine, my eyes just roll into my head and I probably look possessed. But really, I've never honestly felt something like that before. It wasn't just the sex itself, just the whole thing was like electric. Every thrust, every kiss, every touch. even if you thought it was clumsy or awkward, it was just electric. I can't tell you how many times I just stopped myself from coming because I wanted this to be more about you, but fuck. You just got them out of me anyways. I just can't tell you how happy I am and honored that you are willing to trust me, babe. I'm willing to share yourself with me and have this experience. I'm never gonna forget this day ever for as long as I live. I'll probably forget all my times with the people in my past, but sharing this with you was almost like life-changing for me. I just never knew how. I don't know how amazing it could be when it's with someone you just completely are fucking bonkers for. So see, we both learned new things today. I'm not this all-knowing queen like you thought I was. Although I'd like to think I'm a queen sometimes. But I feel like you should also understand that. Just because we finally did it, that shouldn't change anything. Not change how you look at us or our relationship, and especially not yourself. Just because we had penetrative sex doesn't mean you're suddenly more of a man or something. Sure, it was an amazing experience, and I'm very happy and excited to finally get to share it with you, but I just want you to know that I still think you're every bit as an incredible boyfriend that you were before. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with words. Do you kind of get what I mean, though? Sex or no sex, you always have, and will always mean the world to me. And I just love you. I know I'm a broken record, but I don't care. I love you so much. Let's just keep laying here for a while, okay? And just kind of bask in the glow. And then we can get up and shower and cuddle on the couch with a snack and then get the carpet cleaner to suck the mess we made out of the mattress. Something tells me we're going to be needing it a lot more often from now on.